Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. Last week, my wife and I were driving on a road trip when we heard the news about what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. As the news came in over the radio, I started thinking about it, and I said, this is evil. But there needs to be a word, but there isn't a word in the English language that adequately describes the level of evilness that would cause someone to execute small children. I got to thinking about it, folks, and I said, either we have to create a new word that means something worse than evil to describe this. We have to stop using that word for anything else. From hundreds of miles away and only connected to the reality of all this by media reports, just the mere awareness of such a godless act produced in me an involuntary feeling that made me sick, angry, and cry all at once. I'm sure you were the same way. After the 911 terrorist attacks, when the airplanes flew into those buildings and crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania, whenever I thought about what those murderers did, for days after that, I couldn't stop shaking my head in disbelief. I remember not being able to not shake my head. I couldn't believe it. The news of Newtown made me shake my head again, and it still does, even today. As our nation shakes its collective head and wipes away the tears, one thing will result in the days, weeks, and months ahead. We're going to have a national conversation about what caused such an act and how to prevent another one like this and so many others in the past few years, especially since Columbine. Indeed, if you remember, if you heard him, President Obama promised such a thing, such a conversation, and his commitment to solving this. And you and I should contribute to this conversation. You and I should also make the same commitment. But here's what we shouldn't do. We shouldn't focus on objects as the problem. My friends, a gun didn't create this nightmare. A human being did. Before we let ourselves and our society and what we become off the hook, let's remember that the worst school massacre in the history of America happened in 1927 in Bath, Maine, and the tool used to kill those children, I think 40-something of them, the tool was dynamite. And let's remember that fertilizer was the active ingredient in the Oklahoma City attack of the Murrah Building by Timothy McVeigh and the others. Folks, in a school of unarmed women and children, a grown man possessed of evil could have killed many helpless children with a single, simple butcher knife. Guns are not our problem any more than dynamite or kitchen knives are. What you and I care about, our values govern our behavior. What you and I care about, our values, those are the things that govern our behavior. And our values manifest from what our minds consume. Next time you watch your children doing something, watching something on television or playing a game, ask yourself about what their minds are consuming and see if you're still happy with that. Just this weekend, one high school student in Oklahoma, literally the day after Newtown, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I should say, a high school student wanted to kill students in his school, but his plan was thwarted by another student who obviously was grounded in better values. If we're going to have a national conversation about preventing mass murders, let's be honest enough to ask ourselves what is really at the root of this. For example, let's ask what the role of these things, the following things are playing in this issue, in this challenge we have. How about increased violence on TV and movies? How about the proliferation of video games where real people push buttons and pull triggers to kill imaginary people? And that's how they get the score. How about reality television programs that appeal to the most base human emotions and characteristics? How about political rhetoric that attempts to divide us as Americans instead of appealing to what Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of our nature? How about the diminishing of religious faith as a foundational component of American society? And stick your idea in there, folks. Put your own thought in there. Nothing we do can bring back these precious angels or the heroic and selfless adults who attempted to save them, knowing that they would probably die in the process. We now know that the principal was a mother and a grandmother. But we can honor their memories and possibly even prevent such a tragedy from happening again by demonstrating the courage to turn the responsibility for what society has become, the values of our nation, the fundamental values of our culture. If we have the courage to turn that responsibility on ourselves, we could honor the memory of these people, and we might actually could make something change. We might actually make it change. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to get fixed overnight. This is going to be a long process, folks. But remember this, and this we have to remember this. Objects are neither good nor evil. They're only tools in the hands of humans. Only humans, only you and I, my friends, are capable of intentional good and premeditated evil. And I will. There's one other thing I want to say. And as President Obama, as you make your commitment, I agree with you, and I'm proud of you. I liked everything that you said this weekend. But there's something that you also need to do. Whenever you hear someone of as I will in people that I agree with, whenever you hear someone who's in your constituency talk about violence, you have to denounce that, Mr. President. And I promise you that I will do the same thing. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Wheels on fire, and I tell you why. I got a high ride.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.